we'll get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Ochre Point Improvement District to order. We have a quorum of the board. It is February 12th, 11:03. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen & Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Dale, you're the chair. Do you want to start for us?
Yeah, I am Dale Nichols, and I am chair of the district.
Joe White, vice chair, I think.
You are.
Daryl Manderson, secretary treasurer, or something like that.
Secretary clerk, sir.
This is Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen, and Reese District Council.
So Ben and Joe, you're up.
Sure, I'll go. Ben Nelson, BlackRock Law Group, also attorney for the district.
Joe Nichols.
Oh. Thanks.
Joe Nichols, observer associated with the DNCRE.
Great. Thanks, Joe. That is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right. First up, board, the board meeting minutes from our November 26th meeting. Have you had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to pull them up?
Yeah. Do we need to make any references to the infrastructure board and delete those aspects or of the minutes in the motion?
We did talk a little bit. Well, I see what you're saying.
I think
you know what? Yeah, let's as part of the motion, let's clarify that we're going to change from infrastructure to improvement district. I see what you're saying, Dell. So yeah, we'll make those amendments. If you could make that as part of the motion.
I would make a motion then as chair that we accept the minutes and we make a deletion and a correction to lose the infrastructure district comments and substitute or just retain those pertaining to the Ochre Point Improvement District.
Okay. I'll second that.
Great. Thanks, Daryl. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. Next up is the resolution. So, Matt, do you want to share? Do you just want to walk through it? You're on mute, Matt. There you go.
Yeah. Thanks. Actually, I do need to apologize. I don't have the text of the resolution ready to share. We can go through the content. Unfortunately, I was in a business meeting this morning for 3 hours and walked straight from there to here. So, but let's walk through what the resolution is to cover, and then I want to give Ben some time to review on the record the terms of the transaction. Let's see. So the resolution that we're asking the board to consider today is resolution 2025-01, a resolution approving the acquisition of substantially all the operating assets of the Meadowbrook Water Users Association. I won't read the whole title, but essentially the resolution is meant to for the board to approve and accept the asset purchase agreement and all of the related agreements, which are also exhibits to the asset purchase agreement. And probably at this point, I'd just defer to you, Ben, if you want to take a minute and on the record, just describe the terms and the structure of the transaction, and then we can go from there.
Okay. And I can do a screen share if you'd like with the documents. The board, the OPID board, has received the the draft transactional documents in an email on January 30th. And I know they've gone through them several times, but the nuts and bolts is that Ochre Point will be acquiring the substantially all of the operating assets of Meadowbrook Water Users Association. And the consideration that's being exchanged is primarily just the assumption of operational control and responsibility. And then we're also granting connections to all of the current shareholders of Meadowbrook. And so that those are being detailed in exhibits to the asset purchase agreement. Exhibit A is the assignment and assumption of operational control. Exhibit B is what we're calling the connections allocation agreement, where OPIT is agreeing to grant and convey connections to the shareholders. And then there's also some assumption of minor liabilities, $16,000 loan payable to Utah Youth Village, and things like that. Also a water meter reimbursement for $5,600. So that's essentially the nuts and bolts. It's a pretty standard asset purchase agreement with typical reps and warranties coming from the part of Meadowbrook. And then once we close and sign all the documents, we will assume operational control. Dell, anything you want to add to the context of the transaction?
No, all of the board members have been able to review in detail and been participating in the creation and the negotiation of the documents. And it's very well understood that we have obligations to accept the operational responsibilities of Meadowbrook Water User Association. And we have obligations to extend certain connection rights for water and for sewer appropriate with the developers' fulfillment of their responsibilities, and we're very comfortable moving forward.
Okay, great. So what I would suggest at this point is, board, if you're comfortable with this approach, I would invite a motion to approve the resolution by number, subject to the final text of the resolution being reviewed and approved by me and by Ben. And then it would, of course, be presented to you as the officers to sign. That's how I would propose we proceed today. If there's no objections to that.
Ward, you guys comfortable with that?
I am. I'm comfortable.
Daryl, you good?
Yep, I'm good. Della, do you want to make the motion? I can't see the number of the resolution, or I would.
It's 2025-01.
So I think, Daryl, I'll make the motion. Just it keeps Dell more in arm's length.
Okay.
So I'll make the motion that we approve the resolution 2025-01 as stated by the attorneys and described. and to be later, you know, signed when we get the to re after review of the language, but anyway, that's my motion. I know we added one more thing to it.
Well, that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Great. Thanks, Daryl. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. That's everything I show. Board, do you have anything for us that questions, anything we can do?
Go ahead, Joe. You had a couple.
No,
items, right?
No, well, go ahead. You probably will cover them. So,
well, you brought them up, but I just know that we needed to talk about a couple of possible connection. I guess people connecting, organizations connecting. We had the LDS Church, and then Aaron Peterson. Was that the two things, Joe? Was there other than that?
Yeah, what we're contemplating, and this is for Dell's benefit too, there's people who are contributing to our water system in an exchange, not for payment of fees or anything, but exchange for connections. So, example, like Ironwood Real Estate, which is my company, is donating the land for the well and all of the transmission and pump and stuff in exchange for connections. The Moyle family is donating our tank site in exchange for 50 connections. They're giving us 5 acres for two tanks, actually. Then you have the church, LDS Church, that we're going to pay. They're going to pay a monetary fee for connections, and IHC as well. So I don't know how to handle this. I think we can do it as we get these banking agreements in exchange. So do we need to have that done formally in a meeting, or can we approve? Is that something that we need to do by resolution or vote to hook people on?
I do think those are things that we need to have. We need to have the board authorize in a public meeting, one way or another.
Okay.
If we wanted, if there's a number of things, obviously, that you just went through that are all somewhat related in the sense that, you know, they're exchanges of value for connections. We could do, we could do some kind of an approval where, you know, the board approves the officers to go out and finalize those arrangements. Authorizes the chair to do that outside of a formal meeting. But we would want to, make a record of who those arrangements were going to be made with. I'm also curious if there's been any work done on, like, where there's land being exchanged. Do we have any independent determination, whether it's an appraisal or otherwise, about the value of the land that's being received, so that we can document that for the record? Anyway, yeah, anything we can do to get that in authorized in a public meeting, either altogether or on a case by case basis, as each of the transactions is finalized. We're happy to coordinate and call meetings, on short notice if need be. And so, however the board would want to do that, I think we're flexible. But we do want to make sure that each of those transactions are formally authorized by the board.
Matt, this is Dale. Would it be appropriate if I make a motion that we empower the board members to engage in negotiations with the so noted parties for final approval to be brought back to the board and to be voted on
Yeah.
when such negotiations are ready for that?
Yeah, and Dell, I think that concept is totally appropriate. I wouldn't ask for a motion on that today, just because that was not noticed on the agenda. But I don't think we need a motion for the officers to go out and do that negotiation, as long as we bring back the agreements for final approval. So I'm comfortable with what you've proposed, and I don't think you need to take any action on that today.
Very good.
Okay. That satisfies me.
Okay. Yeah, so if you'll just let us know, like, we just need at least a 24-hour notice for these meetings. If you want to convene something in the next, a couple days out to approve something that you've negotiated, like I said, I think that the important things to remember is we need to do it in this public setting, so that it's out in the open and there's a record, and we do want to document, if we can, the value and consideration that's being given and received in these exchanges. And so, not suggesting we necessarily have to have a formal appraisal for every property or anything like that, but just we need something that we can put on the record so that, we can show these are arm's length transactions and that the board has considered the value of the consideration. So.
Okay.
As
Yeah, I
chair,
like.
I would just offer another comment to the board, and that is that it is very appropriate to handle those on an individual basis or collectively or in groups for approval. But I agree 100% with Matt and Mike that we should behave as such public officers we are and make sure that we do the appropriate processes in the public forum.
Nope. That's why it was brought up here. So I think that's a good protocol.
And we appreciate Matt and Mike giving us direction to make sure that we're in the boundaries of such public quorums.
Daryl, did you have anything or did it cover?
No, that was the things that I knew we needed to comment on.
Okay. Anything else, board?
No, we're good.
All right. So why don't you guys let us know then when we reach a point that we need to come back together, have another board meeting and review these different contracts, agreements as they come to us. So we're going to kind of wait for you guys, I guess, is the direction I'm saying, for you to let us know. And then also look for the emails from Matt and Ben when they get the resolution language. Look for those. Make sure you're comfortable. And then we'll let the officers, probably Dell will be the one to sign. Maybe Daryl, you will have to attest to it, but depending on how Matt and Ben decide on the signature lines.
Yeah, that's what I expect it'll be.
Okay.
I would
Sound
be
like a
good. Do I
plan?
make a motion to adjourn? Do you need a
Yep.
motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Second it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Motioned
Thanks,
and
Dell.
seconded. All right.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Good
you,
to see
guys.
you.
Thank you,
Dell, hope
Matt. Thank you,
everything.
Mike.